Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
And here we are.
Here we are.
What is this, our 12th podcast?
Number 12. It's
number
a dozen.
Number 12. The 12th man.
And I'm celebrating.
He is celebrating himself into inebriation. It's an inebriation celebration.
It is.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like the Two Bards drinking game.
What the Two Bards drinking game is? Drink.
When it turns on, you start drinking. When it's done, you stop.
This is a great game. You guys should play it.
Yes. Every time Andy or I talk or a guest, you drink.
Or there's silence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or silence.
Right. Or when you're thirsty. The only time you don't drink is when your glass is empty and you're putting another drink in it.
Okay.
All right.
I like that game. That's simple.
Patented. That's our drinking game.
There we go.
Yeah. Don't actually play it ever.
No. And this is why we have to do when we don't get questions from people.
Which we didn't get, Thomas Brophy.
Or anyone.
Or anyone.
I mean,
come on, Seth, you can just make stuff up. I don't even care, man. Just be like, oh, what's the... I'm not going to feed you anything because you'll take it to the extreme. I know it. I'll be like,
don't hey,
what's
on
the
Link
circumference of what's the circumference of Venus? And
no. Link Master General is he doesn't have to come up with questions. He has enough on his plate.
Yeah, totally.
And Tom's already asked his quota of questions for at least half a year.
True.
So we need to get other people like Gordon Ooh. Or Mike.
Oh, or, hey, Gordon or Mike.
Trampus or...
Trampus, if you're listening.
Robin yeah. or...
have we told
Sarah
the story?
Moore.
Have we told the story of Trampus yet? Have I told my story of Trampus yet?
I don't think so.
This is interesting.
I think we need a little Trampus story.
Okay, here's a little Trampus story before we get into all the cool stuff we have going on this week. So Trampus Johnson
so much cool
and
stuff.
Mike Ott, turns out they know two friends of mine from Spokane. These friends used to be in a group called the Freshmakers, Jeremy Richards and Rick. Why is my brain locking? Jeremy and Rick. We'll just go there.
Okay.
Stedman. Rick Stedman. And there was another Freshmaker. And for the life of me, I cannot remember his name right now as well. But we had a group called, just hold on to your tail here. Successful. Successful drinking game.
Yay.
We had a group called the Badger Boys. my friend Chris Bovey, Tim Bovey, Eric Hoxie. And Steve Willie Williams, who we can't find because his name is so fucking generic. I have not been able to track him down since high school. So Steve Willie Williams, if you're listening, please get in touch. You're probably not.
Because the Badger Boys and Freshmakers need
the
to
Badger
find
Boys.
You.
The Badger Boys. So we had a public access TV show, Badger Boys. Let me explain. They had a cabin at Badger Lake, okay?
Who's they?
Chris Bovey and Tim Bovey.
Okay.
Their dad. They're Australian. I don't know if that means anything. It probably means they were from Australia.
Yes.
Their dad did renovations and had a cabin at Badger Lake. They would go to this cabin... And they picked up the name Badger Boys, which we found out, by the way, is apparently some sports team as well, like some supporter group for a sports team. So, yeah, it's a shitty name. It was originally the Lunch Bunch because we would get together. It was the 90s, okay? It was a simpler time, Scott, so shut your mouth.
Wow.
Because
I know nothing about the 90s.
Weren't you already old then? Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Yes,
okay. Well, we were young in the 90s, all right? We were hammer pants buying young.
I was born in the 60s. Da, da.
Oh.
Someone name the song, name the group.
I don't even know. Let's go with Alabama. I don't know. Is it something like that? Is it a state name?
No. It's a very popular band.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know it.
From the 80s, 90s, and now he practices tantric sex.
Sting? The Police? Is
yes.
It, are you kidding me? Really?
No,
how have I never heard that song?
Born in the 50s.
Oh, you said 60s.
I know.
And you can't sing, so.
Oh, the gloves are off, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't either.
At 4 minutes and 40-some-odd seconds.
How much have you been drinking?
Not nearly enough to be taking pot shots like that from you.
All right. Fighting Irish.
That's what I'm drinking.
Oh, this is a fun one. This is a fun one. So anyway, our shitty named group, the Badger Boys.
Lunchbox Heroes.
Lunchbox Heroes would be a great name. But I mean, you know, Schoolyard Heroes.
Or
Gym Class Heroes. Is that the big one from around here, I think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Gym Class Heroes. No, anyway. Bad name to not quite as bad. And then the Fresh Makers, which... You know, there was kind of this run of this really popular candy at the time, I guess. Yeah, they were awesome, though. So we would get together and we would do sketch comedy. We would do live shows, and then they would go, they being the Fresh Makers, who had a lot more ambition, would go to improv rodeos. They ended up at, like, some Calgary improv rodeo. And, like, we gave them a skit to use. I was really proud of that because that was the most famous I'd ever been up until... basically 2004, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I gave him this skit to use about Colger's crystals, which is not a real coffee thing. It was something along the lines of, "We've secretly replaced Mrs. Rosenbaum's son with Colger's crystals. Let's see if she notices." And then there'd be a man dressed in drag at the table looking across at a cup of coffee, screaming, mm-hmm. "Why don't you talk anymore? Are you on drugs?" And that was the skit, and it went over very well. So I know these
guys.
I'm
sure it did. It was the 90s.
We do a little, you know,
just say no.
Had a little kid and play hair going on. We do a hammer dance. It was awesome.
Have you seen the Matt Vansell photo of kid and play hair?
Seth Davis, find me this fucking photo. Find me this photo or I will kill you. I will kill you in your sleep if you do not find this photo.
Oh, it's out there.
Awesome. I need to see it. So, come to find out, I left Spokane. And
Matt doesn't listen to these either, so we're safe. He's not taking it down anytime soon.
We're totally safe. Left Spokane in 96. That's a really weird story. I don't really like talking about. So we'll talk about that next time.
was the law involved?
No. Okay. No. The law of nature, I suppose.
Sure.
It was definitely my dick leading. So...
Okay, so anyway, back to the dickless story.
The dickless story. Turns out, right after I left, Trampas and Mike Ott met Jeremy and Rick. And
which were the Fresh Makers, not the Fresh Makers. Badger Beaters.
No, the Badger.
Sorry, Badger Boys.
No, but they all met at Gonzaga.
Oh.
So a couple of the other Badger Boys might have been in the mix as well. I don't know. Chris Bovey being one of them, Nick Miller... and his brother Chris Miller, Nick being the older of the two, potentially. I haven't talked to them about that, but yeah, they all met up and they shared a house. And so
wow.
There's this really weird connection that I, you know, through Zombie Orpheus / Dead Gentleman work, I have now met up with these people who worked with people I worked with back in Spokane with a huge, almost 20-year gap.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Small
crazy
world.
Shit.
Yeah, so. On the next podcast, remind me to tell you my small world story.
Oh, excellent.
It's super embarrassing.
Well, and my world is just, it's been shrinking. Jamie Cordero, mm-hmm. of course, makes our worlds tiny because she is everywhere.
Yeah.
So she,
Espionage Cosmetics.
Espionage Cosmetics. If you have a face, get some Espionage Cosmetics. We're not taking any money from her. I want you to know that. This is just straight up.
We'll accept it if she offers
yeah,
it to
Jamie,
us.
Yeah, Jamie, if you want to give us, you know, a couple of bucks, I'm cool with that. I'd even take some free makeup. I mean, God, look at this mug. I could use it.
She's not giving you that much free makeup.
That's a lot of free. I've got a large, freakishly large head. Oh, and if you shaved it to, oh, it'd be horrible.
Yeah.
Look like the business end of a beluga. So, okay.
Andy broke Scott.
It happens. So yeah, that's weird small world stuff. Well, you know that I'm, a friend of mine is really good friends with Jessica Sterling, I think, who worked with Bandersnatch Studios as a model, who was at the first ZombieCon as their model, who Brian Lewis showed up and modeled the Bandersnatch makeup from Journey Quest.
Gotcha. So, and she was the actress whom the form was used on that we ended up using on Alice and Manda.
I believe so, yes.
She wasn't available.
Correct. Yeah, she moved to Florida. Okay. She moved to Florida with her wife, and though I guess not in Florida. But they're moving back, so that's good.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, we should talk about what's been going on and what we have. There's some big news.
We should talk about things, yes.
When you hear this at potentially midnight, a little before, a little after, somewhere in there.
For you early adopters.
We love you guys. We love you so much more than the late guys. Yes, we do. If you're listening after 8 a.m. Pacific time, don't listen to this. We love you guys, early adopters. Okay, you can listen again.
Yay, Seth.
Yay, Seth. But I'm going to go ahead and let you pitch this because this is just so cool.
Oh, are we at that part?
I think we're at the fracking.
Oh, okay.
Not the Midwest fucking up your water fracking.
Right.
Right.
No. Yeah. No. This would be the fracking, epic fracking.
Indeed.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're launching, the minute this podcast goes live, Fracking Epic Jumpstarter Campaign.
Yay!
We should really edit in more applause type stuff than that.
Yay! Oh, yeah, hey, we got
Yay! The gallery.
My brother Nathan, everybody, providing us some
Tip your weight staff.
Tip your weight staff.
So
don't push them over, but give them money.
It's done. It's live.
My penis was out that whole time. I mean, I was excited about this. I was excited.
So many things I could say right now.
You couldn't even tell. I get it. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's very cold somewhere.
Somewhere. It is. Not here. So, yes, we are launching. The website will be at twobards.com/ Fracking Epic.
Spell
one
that.
Word, all lowercase, FRAKKINEPIC.
FRAKKINEPIC. Fracking Epic.
Yes.
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 Can you use it in a sentence?
This podcast is going to be legend, wait for it, Fracking Epic Dairy.
Oh, my brother's vegan. He can't have dairy.
Oh, okay.
So, true facts, by the way. True facts. Well, he morally can't have dairy, not physically.
Oh, okay. There's a difference.
I amorally only eat babies, I guess. I don't.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
Fracking Epic.
So, the website, you can go on there, and for $10, you can support the Fracking Epic launch and get a PDF of the full book.
Mm-hmm.
For $20, you can get an actual printed book that we will either hand to you at a con if you let us know that you're going to be at a con.
We will hand it to you at a con.
Or we will mail it to you.
Or we will hand it to you at a con.
And that will be $20. So you get the book and the PDF.
Right.
And as a special for podcast listeners only.
That's you guys.
When you click on either of the buttons, well,
that'll make sense when you go to the website.
Actually, now that I think about this is not a ploy to get you to pay $20, but you're only going to get this bonus if you get the paperback book because it's really hard. You know what? No. For you people, I'm going to do the research and you are going to get a signed PDF.
Signed PDF. Well. Awesome.
Yes. We're going to do
my
a special
monitor
page
is not going to like this.
No, it's not going to.
Oh,
but
my
we'll
God.
Figure it out somehow.
There's a web service for that. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, we could. I don't want to use that, though. Let's just actually sign
no,
the page.
No, we're going to. Yeah.
Well,
we're
Bo, gonna, yeah.
We'll do the thing. We use the Surface tablet. We'll sign the thing and we'll make
Microsoft,
it.
Send us more Surface tablets.
Yes,
we
please.
Need to sign
we
things.
Need some
and
pros.
It's only good once. You know that.
Yeah.
Sign it.
Scratches
I can't use it anymore.
The screen, it's all
I can't
done.
Use it after that. I just want just two. Just two pros would make us super happy.
Super duper happy. Okay, for everyone else who's trying to follow this cryptic line of
It's not cryptic. We want shit for free.
Yeah. But the people that want stuff from us.
For money.
That I'm addressing right now.
The $10, $20 people.
Right.
We love you
so
guys.
So if you, when you check out, we're using PayPal so that we don't have overhead or any of that other stuff.
Right.
So you will go to the website and you will click either the PDF button or the guidebook button. Either way takes you to PayPal. When you are filling out your form, there is a special...
Special instructions, something
like that. A box for you to type into. Type in the word podcast.
Type in
all
the word
uppercase, podcast. All lowercase, scramble it up. I don't care.
Don't scramble it up. Just type in the word podcast like a normal human being.
Because Bo's going to be the one pulling all these down.
Oh, scramble the shit out of it. Type it in like Arabic. Please. If Bo has to deal with this, I want him to have to pull up Google Translate. I love you, Bo.
Okay, so do whatever you want, so long as the letters PODCAST are in there.
PODCAST.
Also in the special instructions, if you are going to be at Gen Con, SpoCon, unfortunately, we're not going to Dragon Con.
RadCon? It's a little late.
February. The two that we know that we're going to be at right now will be SpoCon and Gen Con.
Right.
Then let us know. We will bring those to you. Otherwise, we'll be mailing stuff out. But you will get a limited, specially numbered series signed by Andy, myself, and Bo, and numbered.
Yes.
You will have the Two Bard Podcast commemorative set up.
I think we should try to get Baron in on that too, since he helped. I mean, he really was there at the beginning, and having Baron von Oldenburg on a, that would be awesome.
Yes, but I haven't cleared that with him, so I don't know. So there may be something special.
Maybe something special.
Everyone else that does not use podcast. So the other thing you can do is not put in the word podcast and not get Andy and my's signature
if you want it to be worth $10.
Yes.
Versus like three.
So typically you will get a signed numbered book from Bo. If you put podcast in the special instructions, you will get a uniquely numbered signed by Scott, Andy, and Bo book.
Perfect.
That is usable. We are doing this through the end of the month. And... Right. Some people don't get paid till weird times and all this other stuff. And instead of going, hey, if you can't buy it in the first 8 hours of this,
right,
you can't buy it. That's not fair because you guys support us and we love you. So we're doing the sort of the coupon code. And if you put that in, you'll get the special all the way through the end of the month, the entire run of this campaign.
Tell you what, you know what we should do? For the people who are within the first 8 hours or so, we should shout them out on the next podcast.
We can totally do that.
Let's do that.
Yes.
So that's your super special.
And any special instructions or messages you want us to convey.
Special messages.
I believe there's a 40-character limit.
There you go.
So make sure you get podcast. Make sure that you get your full name.
Right.
So that we know, or actually no, because
we'll know your name.
So
and any special instructions
podcast,
you can
any special instructions
in the
up to about 30 characters.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
And...
So text speak is cool. We'll accept text speak. And Scott's on the computer. So while he's on the computer, I'm going to go ahead and just fill time by telling you about the weather. Well, it's a balmy 40 degrees in Seattle. That's 40 Fahrenheit. Looking like it's going to get up to about 57.
Okay, thank you for the weather. And back to me.
Up to 70 by mid-afternoon. Going back to Scotty Brown with all the great sounds of the Seattle Underground.
Wow, we need to do another podcast. It's just
low talking. Low talking.
Okay, so we are not having reward levels.
Right, this is a...
Per se. This is strictly a... $10 PDF, $20 PDF plus paperback. Mm-hmm. That's all there is. There is no more. If you want to give us more money, great. That just means you got to buy more books or more PDFs.
Yep. Now, and it's a set price, right? Like
it is a set price.
You
it is
can't
10,
change it.
It is 20.
Cool.
It is period. End of story. This is predominantly for Bo.
Right.
Andy and I, full disclosure, will be getting something because we're producing it.
But not.
But, you know, this is for Bo. This is for the book. This is for. in perpetuity, and we're hoping that if this takes off, we have ideas for some expansions, for some further rule sets.
And I really want to clarify, because while we're producing this, and we are, what we're getting is going to be very minimal. I mean, it's going to be potentially another little piece of equipment for the show, something like that in the long run, is what that'll equal. However, what I want to say about this book is even if we didn't produce it, we would be pitching the hell out of it because it is a great idea. It is so much fun. I got to play it with Keeter and Doyle. That's Jesse Lee Keeter and Christian Doyle. Sorry, we use a lot. It's like high school up in this piece. We use a lot of last names like we're on a football team. None of us play sports.
We're in the hazmat, the D zone.
Touch going to the base. DMZ. I don't know sports. What is the goal kick? Wee! I got myself a nothing but net shot hook loop.
Wow. Okay, crochet. Anyway, you were saying?
So even if we didn't produce this, it is so fun. I would be doing the exact same thing at this point.
Yes. What did you call it? You called it the Angry Birds of RPGs.
It's the Angry Birds of RPGs. That's exactly what it is. It's a paperless pen and paper, or penless paperless pen and paper RPG that is so imagination based and so what I love most about RPGs.
Yes.
It is the
story.
It is the fun. If it makes the world better, a good frackin' epic GM will not only let it happen, he will build the world or change the world around the decision. It's so much fun. It is just tons and tons and tons of fun. And I highly, highly recommend picking this up, you know, for $10. I don't think we're DRMing anything. So, you know, I mean, it's really just, this is for you guys to reward this idea, which is just really well done. And I want this to be Bo's best-selling book because I want Bo to think that if we touch something, it becomes awesome. I want Bo to think. I kind of didn't think that out to its logical conclusion, and I take all of that back about the touching things and making it awesome. I don't want Bo asking me to touch anything.
True. Good point.
I retract good my touchy man. Statement. So it looks like you're...
Well, I was going to pull up Kevin Mickelson. There were a number of people that helped us in editing.
Oh, right.
And looking over the book. And Kevin had also said something very similar. He said it's like the Nintendo DS for travel gaming or something like that.
We have a lot of analogies. We have a lot of analogies. The Game Boy. Well, it is in black and white. And it is slightly more fun than Super Mario World. No, Super Mario Land. I forget that. Yeah, Super Mario Land was the old black and white Game Boy version. Scott keeps walking away from the microphone. Are we going to acknowledgments? I think we're going to read you guys some acknowledgements here, and that'll be awesome.
I didn't get updated, right? So we had feedback and editorial stuff from John Goff, Clint Black, Seth Davis, Brad Roberts, Kevin Mickelson, Sarah Moore, and Cam Banks for major overhauls, which was great. Yes. Everybody caught a little something, which was wonderful, and everybody
brought a little in,
brought a little love, little brought suggestion little here and there. So I think it's really passed a lot of two varying degrees rule Nazis down to just your average Joe player, and I think it's going to work well.
You can't misspell pedophile without PDF. Remember that, Bo.
Good tip.
I saw you diving away from the mic again. Yes. I had to fill something.
So I'm glad it was dead air.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that although we aren't going to do any of the traditional levels and reward levels, we do have sort of stretch goals or, you know, if we sell a number of these books, we're going to pay for the books already. So what are some of the things that we can do? So if we sell 100 books, and this is in PDF or in print, doesn't matter. If we sell a combination of 100 books before the end of June, we will be recording a special celebrity game of Frack and Epic GM'd by Bo.
Wonderful.
with both Andy and myself, Jesse Lee Keeter, and at least one other person. If we do 200 books, then all purchasers will receive a free Kindle or PDF of one of Bo's other books.
Let's clarify that. A Kindle version. You're not going to get a free Kindle.
I'm going to change it on the website. A free Kindle version or PDF version of one of Bo's novels. Otherwise, I'm definitely buying a book.
We don't want to be on the, on the hook for that.
If we sell 300, two bards will produce a series of short videos explaining the Fracken Epic mechanics.
And they should be a lot of fun. I really want to get to that level.
I would love to. And at 500 books and above, two bards will film an extensive video instructional walkthrough series of how to play Fracken Epic.
So,
Fracken Epic.
Just to get our mindset right.
Yes.
You're saying that at 500 books...
Yes.
We could potentially be doing something akin to the Demon Hunters training video, but for Fracken Epic.
Indeed, we could be. Wouldn't that be epic?
Think about that. 500 books, that's $500.
That would be epic.
Or that's
$5,000.
That's 500.
Fucking
epic. That's $510.
$510.
No, $510 bills. Potentially. We'd prefer $520 bills.
Well.
So, $1,000. I'm like sitting here giving shit away. Free Kindle, 500 bucks, whatever. No. So at 500 books, not
bucks.
500 bucks, we could be writing and filming an awesome, funny, but instructional video for Fracken Epic.
For Fracken Epic.
Just let that sink in for you.
Let it settle. Right, and your brain meets.
Like an axe.
So, not yes. Like an axe. So, again, website, twobards.com/FrackenEpic, FRAKKINEPIC. Take a look, and if you do choose to get a book, you will be greeted by a lovely little thank you page.
Aww.
That will include a picture of the back of the book with the text.
And potentially Scott's butt.
Lovely picture of Bo.
Oh, Bo.
And one of Bo's favorite memes ever.
You want to see Bo's meme. You know you do.
You do. Meme. It's cute. It's adorable is what it is.
Is it the confession bear where he talks about masturbating in a potato salad?
No.
Good. Because I don't think he did that.
It's
this tastes like it has kiwi in it. Ha. Ha. Ha.
Help me. Help me.
He's from New Zealand, you see. So.
Okay.
What else?
Well, that's all that we have for
No.
Oh, there's more?
No, there's... Well, not about Fracken Epic.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about all we have for that. But... a couple of other things have been going on.
I hope some of that was clear because it seemed really convoluted to me.
Saturday the 16th. I believe something amazing is going on.
Saturday the 16th of what? Because this month the
16th
is on a Sunday.
I meant Sunday then.
But I thought we were going to talk in chronological order with the 12th.
Come on, man.
No.
Nonlinear gaming has just totally broken me. I don't even care anymore.
No, we gotta go. We gotta go with the next epic thing.
Well, let's take the TARDIS back then.
Okay.
And go back to the 12th of June.
Yes.
Which is a
Wednesday.
There you go. Which is spelled with a D in the middle.
Wednesday.
Because people are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So on Wednesday, something awesome is happening. And at season 2, episode 1, The Couch Continuum goes live.
Yay!
Oh, man, you have no idea. No idea how
this
excited
has been months in the making for how many minutes?
Oh, it's pretty long. It's like almost half an hour. It's a full...
months in the making for a 30-minute payoff.
When you see the editing, though, you'll understand. They're geniuses.
Oh, I am not calling any of that into question. It's just their episodes take so damn long.
Well, you've got four people with full-time jobs. Well... And completely conflicting schedules.
Yeah.
And builds that take weeks
mm-hmm.
per shot.
Thank God they're in cardboard.
I swear sometimes if we could do this all in like, you know, 3DS Max or something, yeah, we'd be killing it. We'd be done. But yeah, that's the lead in. Over the next couple of months, we're going to finish up the second episode, which is currently untitled.
TBD.
TBD. That was actually a working title for the episode. Could be the untitled episode. Could be a couple of other things I don't want to give away. I will say that we've had Sean Shelton come on board in a non-makeup capacity.
Yes.
Very cool. But also in makeup himself a little bit.
A little bit. He needs it.
Episode 1, I think it's been released, so I'm going to say it. Of course, Brian Lewis is part of episode 1 of season 2.
What?
I know, right?
Brian Lewis? He's in everything. He's almost as popular as Trin Miller.
He's not very good.
I didn't say he was good. I just said he was in a lot of
stuff. No, he's bad at being Brian Lewis. Yeah. He's really good at the character he's playing.
Yeah.
But, you know, none of the Brian Lewis comes through. I don't know how acting works.
We should make a movie called Being Brian Lewis.
I don't know how acting works. I don't know if that's supposed to happen or not, but he just completely like loses himself in this other guy. It's kind of scary and I don't like it.
Okay.
So. Not like Larry Craig lost himself in another guy. A completely different way. That's something else entirely. Oh, Minnesota bathrooms.
Do you have the correct gentleman's name on that?
Larry Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Idaho Senator. Sure. Wide stance.
There are a lot of Craigs in Seattle.
Well, he's not from Seattle. He's from Idaho.
I know.
Okay.
But if you say Larry Craig and you have the wrong name, then that could be bad.
Well, if I don't have any other identifiable information, I can be like, hey, Jack Johnson's a fucking prick and I hate that guy. It doesn't matter. I don't. Which Jack Johnson? Who fucking cares?
I just wanted to hear you rant over the indifference of a name.
Hey, Carmen Montinez, fuck you. I'll keep going, man. I don't even care. I'll just say fuck
I'm here to talk.
I can think of.
Okay.
All right.
Good, good.
Scott D. Brown is a douchebag.
Oh, totally.
That's what the D stands for.
So is E, F, and G.
Yeah.
That like fucking guy.
You guys are like the Enterprise. There's like a new Scott Brown. It's like a Model E, Model F.
No, there will not be any more new Scott Browns, Scott Browns, Scott anythings. It is Scott C. Brown, period, end of story. That's all there is.
I thought it was Scott C. period Brown, not Scott C. Brown, period.
Sometimes it's C period, sometimes it's Brown period.
I don't want to see your Brown period, dude. Stop it.
That just happened.
Oh.
He went there all on his own.
It's a menstruation situation, and I don't like it.
He can lead a horse to water,
and
he'll make a dick joke about it.
Well, have you seen the horses? They're impressive. It'd be dragging in the
water. They're kind of ham-fisted.
It's true. Actually, the scariest thing I've ever seen is a tapir's dick. They're articulated. Seth, please don't link that. Please do not link to videos.
I will link.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to YouTube it right when we're done because I don't know what the fuck a tapir is to begin with. What an articulated penis looks like. But anyway.
It's like an elephant that got subjected to some really bad gravity.
Not good gravity.
Not good gravity. No.
Bad.
Yeah, gravity. Like the kind of gravity that comes from the other side of the tracks. So. Where are you going now? Oh, okay.
I was just pulling the audio.
So, Couch
back
Continuum.
Up. Couch Continuum.
Wednesday the 12th. This is like one of our bluest episodes yet.
Bluest episodes and least cohesive episodes. I'm the one drinking and I'm staying on target.
Oh.
Where are you, sir?
I don't know. I'm flying the Falcon in behind you, buddy.
Okay.
So you stay on target all you want.
Okay.
Why the fuck didn't they just fly directly at the exhaust port?
I have no idea.
Let's run this trench because, you know, why not?
Would have been so much easier to come at it straight on, but no.
Well, space only exists in two dimensions in movies.
True.
So,
yeah.
That's fine.
Except Avatar, that was in three dimensions. That was space.
Yeah, and it gave me a headache.
Yeah. Gives everybody a headache.
Was it space? It was a planet. It wasn't really space. It was a planet in space, but so was Earth.
But they traveled through space.
They traveled through space. I traveled through space. I traveled.
3D.
It wasn't 3D. It was 3-day 3D. No, it was in 3D. And I can't, you know what? I can't fault it too much. I love Fern Gully.
Or Pocahontas.
I love Fern Gully. It's the bat. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Where was the, who? Okay, cool. Who was the bat in Avatar? Because it's the same fucking show. Who was the bat? Was it Paul Reiser? Was Paul Reiser? No, that's Alien. Giovanni Ribisi.
Yes.
Yeah, he was the bat.
Yep.
Fucking unobtainium.
Couldn't ask for a better bat. Well, it's okay. You don't have to cover your... You can laugh out loud. It's
when
okay.
I want to... when I think of Giovanni Ribisi, I could ask funny. For a better bat. I don't mind the guy too bad. I just...
Giovanni Ribisi is the shit.
Well, I don't know who Ribisi is. Is that like...
Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh, it's Ribisi, really? Not Ribisi? Yes.
Whatever. Ribisi, Ribisi. Potato, potato, tomato. Who gives a shit?
Spoilers! Oh my God, you just spoiled it.
But nobody knows what I spoiled.
That's true. Tomato, tomato, I don't care. Ben, if you're listening, I don't care.
And Kristen White and Sean O'Connor and...
a lot of people have seen...
Yeah.
Have seen the scene that we mean.
Yes.
Ian.
And Dana Michelle.
Yeah.
And other people that I can't remember were there, right. But we all had dinner afterwards. So.
Yeah, well, we did. I mean, we've a lot of testing has gone into that to make it what it is.
Yes.
Which there was so much there; it had to be
tested.
Had to be tested and vetted. Yeah. I mean, you know, the Venus de Milo
didn't happen in a day.
Didn't happen in a day. Wouldn't have looked good with three heads.
No.
Could have used a couple more arms though.
I don't know.
Two more than zero? You like it without the...
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. It brings into focus what you're supposed to be looking at.
Art, right? It brings into focus art.
Art.
Can't see art with hands in the way.
Right.
Okay.
It's the shape and it allows you, the viewer, form. To understand and interpret what is the person doing. Are they slam dunking? Are they washing dishes? Are they masturbating? Who knows? You get to decide that.
There's, she's not. She might be doing dishes. It's a pretty oppressive time for women in Greece there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll assume she was washing dishes.
She could have been wrestling a bear.
Are there bears in Greece?
I don't know.
In ancient Greece?
Lions.
Lions in Greece?
Yeah. Lambs.
Lambs. Leos.
Camels.
Camels. Camel spiders. She was wrestling a camel spider. She would have been huge on the internet. She petting
Come on,
it.
Really? I lead you there it. With camel and you went with spider?
I'm not going to go with toe, dude. I'm sorry. It's not going
to
happen.
Just
not with the Venus de Milo.
To be wrestling with a camel toe. Come
I already on. Said she wasn't masturbating.
I didn't say she was. She could be wrestling with someone else's camel toe.
Oh,
and I broke Andy.
Grease.
Is the word.
Yeah. All right, well, let's quit burning up the quarter mile and talk about... Now we can move on to the 16th, I
yes,
believe.
Yes, we can
so
move on.
So, couch continuum. Venus de Milo.
12. How are we going to tag this?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Someone take notes.
Oh, my God. This is seriously freeform. We need questions. Please, please ask us questions.
Because right now...
This is going off the rails.
Work is a little dry.
Yeah.
We don't have much to talk about anymore.
Oh, work is dry. Scott is not.
No.
So.
16th. Remount. Two rooms. Lakewood Playhouse. 8 p.m. Father's Day evening.
All information you need in short sentences. Very true. Two rooms. Lakewood.brownpapertickets.com.
Yes.
Trois rooms.
Trois.
T-W-O-R-O-O-M-S. Lakewood.
LAKEWOOD.
brownpapertickets.com.
BRONPAPERTICKETS.com. COM.
Oh, now they're going to type it in twice.
Yep.
Great job. You suck.
I do.
Amazing play. Very, very. Just don't come with the expectation of being super happy. You're not going to be, but you're going to like it.
You'll be moved.
You'll be moved.
You will think.
You'll be moved like a cramped bowel after a strong cup of coffee. Taco
okay,
shits.
Now I don't even want to go see this. I don't even want to go.
Sorry, there's a story about taco shits that has been permeating my day. We were watching Sherlock last night. Nate's never seen it. Again, Nate, my brother from Boise. Say hi, Nate.
Hi, Nate.
Really? All right, cool. So he comes in from Boise. He's never seen the BBC version of Sherlock, which is awesome.
It's because he's from Boise.
It's because he's from Boise. They don't have BBC or PBS or really any TV that doesn't require a hand crank.
Or a gun.
It's not a... Yeah, it's pretty bad. But it's not a technologically... Well, it is, but it's not... Like, they get internet there, okay?
As good as they get in Canada?
There's one guy at the hub taking down a lot of Morse code is what I'm getting at, okay. Right?
So, yeah.
But no, it's, you know, they have a...
And I'm sorry for that Canada joke. It was made early on in one of the scripts.
And it turned out to be fairly true.
Yeah, well, I did not believe it. I was very irate. Yeah. I was like, no, this is a stupid stereotype. We got over there and I'm like, how come this is
taking
really...
There's no internet ever.
Two of us are on the router and we can't get...
Rogers, if you're listening, Basse too. I don't know. Fuck you guys. Come on. You're a socialist country. Be more people oriented. No, you're not. You're a capitalist country, just like America, just with a little bit more.
America! Sorry, I took a quick trip to Boise.
Sorry. Anyway, so he's from Boise. And, Boise. I'll explain that on a podcast one of these days. Which is funny because that's wrong too, if you're French.
Bois.
Le Bois. There's nothing following it. So Le Bois. It would be right. Le Bois. The French trappers, I think, came down the river, saw the trees, and said, Le Bois! And they named it Le Bois, which became Boise. But if you pronounce it Boise, people get pissed! You know, between
their... There's no Z in it.
Between their meth binges and potato farming and blue fields. They get mad.
Do you know what the gays are doing to the soil?
In Boise? Boise? Boise?
No, I can't remember. It's one of the songs Christian sings. And I want to
say... Well, hold
say
on, dude.
It.
Don't spoil any more stuff today, dude. Just keep your spoilers.
No, he sings it at the thing.
Oh.
It's one of his songs.
Oh, okay.
He gets up and sings.
Christian sings, by the way.
Yeah, a lot. And I can never remember where it's happening, but it's this guy talking to a young kid in a trailer park. And, he says, do you know what the queers are doing to the soil?
Hmm.
And it's this weird little... In the middle of... It might be Oklahoma. I don't know. It's just a weird...
They're probably...
I don't know where that came from.
They're
I'm
probably
trying to...
fracking it. And it's epic. Fracking epic.
Fracking epic.
So he has not
Isn't
seen Sherlock.
Isn't fracking like smashing through shale and...
It's bombing the ground. It's bombing the aquifer.
Yeah.
To get at the natural gas. Because above aquifers, natural gas forms in the shale.
Right.
And yeah, it's bullshit is what it is.
So
anyway... Or maybe it's below aquifers. Either way, whatever. It's stupid, and we don't need to do it. Hadn't seen Sherlock, so we started watching it last night. Bender came over. It was kind of cool. We talked about eating ice and mustard. Very bizarre.
Okay.
Yeah, we were going to get a bag of ice and a packet of mustard. We determined that was the correct ratio for ice mustard. We were tired.
Wow.
Episode 2. These are long episodes, by the way. So it was we were at movie number 2 at
right,
this point.
Right, because they're hour and a half?
Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Episode 2, this guy is running very fast into his house. And if you've seen it, you know what's going on. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. But he's running into his house, and I was like... he looked very distraught. And so I'm like, oh, taco shits! And it resonated with the room fairly well. So that has been the subject of a lot of things today.
Ah.
So.
I'm so glad that I know that story now. I am a richer man.
Everyone's had them. From kings to beggars, everyone has had a run for the border.
Speaking of kings.
Yeah.
Fuck Game of Thrones.
That's
fuck
all.
Anybody who read the book that didn't warn me that shit was going to happen.
Don't warn him. Don't. This is not a plea for spoilers. Shut up,
no,
Scott. Shut your mouth.
Sucks.
Shut your mouth.
It was bullshit.
Oh, come on. Come on. Do you want safe TV or do you want awesome TV?
I want awesome TV, but now it's all fucked.
Is it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
The one guy I want to see fucking killed, eviscerated, and disemboweled, and drawn and quartered
is George R. R. Martin.
No, he's just going to hurry up and finish the series. Is the one person that I know they're not going to do it to.
Oh, and you know you've already read ahead on this?
No.
Well, then you just hold on. Maybe they will.
Maybe. I doubt
you
it.
You don't know. Hey.
But I'm not going to spoil it like everybody else. I'm just going to say, wow, what a fucking gut punch.
It was impressive.
Yeah.
And visually, well done. Holy crap. If you've read the book, I'm sure that it was very well described. There's something about the way they put it on screen.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm really upset.
Have you listened to the song, by the way? There's a song about it.
No.
Oh, I linked to it on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Definite spoilers. Don't listen to it if you have not seen it.
Oh, yes. I saw that and I didn't want to.
Oh, man. It's really good.
And the thing that really upset me was the fact that everyone last week ruined last week for me on Facebook.
Right, because you couldn't go on.
Because I couldn't go on there, and everybody was like, and I knew it was coming. So the entire episode, I'm waiting around, going, oh, is this, and oh, is this. So
if you know,
some of it was a little, I was picking up that, oh, this isn't going to be good.
The way it happened was the bigger surprise for me.
Yes.
The music cues phoned it in.
Oh, yeah.
The music cues phoned it in way before it was ever.
Yeah.
So to me, that wouldn't have been spoiled anyway. The way that it happened, the order, mm-hmm. the
oh
pop,
wow.
the characters involved.
Mm-hmm.
So not to spoil anything, but
we're done.
Daenerys ends up going to a Planned Parenthood clinic. She becomes, you know, you can't. It's hard to abort a dragon in the.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth trimester, because there are only three of them, and there's five is kind of weird.
That's just too far.
No, this
you're a little too close to your dragon if he's there for five trimesters.
Well, have you seen the umbilical cord?
Yeah,
it's weird. It's linked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, no spoilers. Obviously, we're trying very hard not to say anything because it was such a mind fuck.
Yeah.
For people who did not know the story was coming. And I don't really care about, you know, if people read the books, that's great, that's grand, that's fine. This is how I'm experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really happy to be surprised.
Yeah.
With very unhappy things.
Yeah, I didn't think Sons of Anarchy could be topped for...
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm. Same ballpark.
Yeah.
Pretty much same.
John Crow takes out a mortgage. It's a 70-year...
The wolves become Harleys.
They do. It's amazing. That's kind of what they sound like. Oh, my God. What else do we have to talk
about?
Voice
acting.
So we got through June. I was talking about filming and that, I think. We filmed some more this week.
Oh, right.
On Mayor being another potential of the many, many titles. Of episode two.
Oh, is that for episode two?
There are so many titles for this thing and non-titles. And there was one about gold, one about gems. There's a lot of titles.
Mayor Gold Gems. There
Mayor
you
Gold
go.
Gems. Yeah.
Episode two, Mayor Gold Gems. Mayor Gold Gems.
No. Yeah. So. We really really?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really wanted to see what my that God. Like. The channels, they are a-changing. Do you hear them?
Yep.
They're switching off.
And there's crickets.
They're
switching off just like the monitor.
They are tuning out.
It's
dropping,
all about timing.
Tune out, drop out. I don't know. Timothy Leary's dead, so.
Yeah.
No, for real, like, too. I mean, it's not even the song. He's actually dead.
Right.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that happened in the 90s.
Right.
We were talking about
the 90s
that's
earlier. The other thing that happened.
In the 90s?
No. not Son of Sam. Who was it? Oh, some serial killer died this week.
Oh, well, I know Ian...
not Son of Sam. I don't remember. He had one of those other stupid names.
Like Sirhan Sirhan? Well, that I don't know.
Can't remember now.
You know, Charles
Seth
Manson.
Seth will put it in there. Nah, it wasn't Charles. Nah, I'm waiting for Charlie to go. Sick fucker. No, this is some other guy that was just a sick, twisted individual.
Well, today...
And one of the victims...
Today, was, Charlie Manson would be, like, head of a major corporation, so...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But one of the victims was, like, when they heard the news, their quote was, "I feel better already."
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, wow. Okay.
Cool.
The right guy's in the dirt then. Huzzah.
Huzzah, I guess. I don't know who it is, so I'm not going to huzzah, but I'll take your word for it.
He was a bad, bad man.
He was a bad, bad man.
He tortured and did unspeakable things to lady parts.
Are you sure? You don't know who it is.
I'm positive. I can't remember his name, but okay. I remember everything else about the report, including
that's
the guy's
worrisome.
Response.
That's worrisome.
I know.
I remember all the mutilation he did to those lady parts, but I don't... His name slips my mind.
At least he wasn't part of my lunch pail pack.
Dude, come on. The
I
lunch bunch.
I can't remember
bunch.
His name.
The lunch bunch, man.
Whatever.
And I can't remember one of the fresh makers' names.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I actually wrote a script that I wrote for them for and that. It's called Where's Keeter Now? It was called Where's Rick? Or Where's Stedman? Sorry.
Where's Stedman?
Yeah. And spoil it because it's never going to get filmed. Basically, it's a bunch of people in dapper clothing.
Why don't we film it?
I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people in dapper clothing walking around doing weird shit like swinging on swings at the park and shopping at the store asking where's Stedman. Cuts back. This is the other reason is this joke was written way before Basketball, but then Basketball kind of like, you know, I mean, it happens. They, mm-hmm. they use the joke and it shows Stedman hammering away at something, sweating really hard, you know, looks kind of like he's maybe entertaining a lady penis wise. And it turns out he's just plunging.
Entertaining.
He's just plunging a toilet. And that's the joke. Yay. Where's Stedman? Where's Keeter? We don't know. Shut up.
Anyway.
Just shut up. What have you written lately? Yeah. Okay. All right. So keep talking.
I stick to my strengths. Remember, I don't like to work hard.
Jesus Christ. Oh.
So I haven't written anything. I just do a lot of editing, designing, and layout.
Yeah, well, yeah, I saw you laying out on the couch today, drinking, when I got here, so...
Yep.
Perfect.
I was designing my drink, and...
God, yeah. You might as well just start calling that bottle Jenna.
No, not nearly as big enough opening.
Oh, my God.
And there's only one instead of three.
Oh.
So, on that note...
Hey, I did want to talk about one more thing.
Oh, okay.
So on the internet.
Sorry, Neil. We'll get to you.
Sorry, Neil. Soon. Well, cosmically, we've already done it. I mean, it's such a big number.
True.
Statistically, we've already done all of our podcasts in cosmic time. Because the actual plus or minus on that is so big that we've statistically already done everything we're going to do in our lives. I love cosmic time.
Well,
so
go down the road, not across the highway.
We'll talk about that movie later. That's a good one. Risk Cutter's a love story. I saw on the internet that they are filming the new X-Men movie. Like they're filming it right now in Montreal, Quebec.
But is it the next class or is it the number four for real with the...
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that.
Okay.
It's both. It's X-Men Turtles in Time, dude. No, that's not the real name. It is essentially the new X-Men go back in time to the 60s X-Men, and they're all together, and Bryan Singer's writing it again, and Peter Dinklage is involved, and I am happy.
Wow, I'm happy Peter Dinklage is involved.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kind of glad Bryan Singer's back on board.
I really liked his first. I liked his first couple. It was good.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was really excited about that. And I mean, there are some stills from set. It looks really well put together. So, I just wanted to say I'm excited about that, and that's something we should probably plan on seeing.
Cool. And awesome. I would like to give a shout out for something I saw yesterday.
Please do. Please do.
Locally Grown.
Locally Grown.
They are also premiering on the 12th. I believe locallygrowntv.com is the website. It's kind of like Portlandia meets farmers markets.
See, I want it. We should have jumped on that. Do you remember when I wrote about that? Mm-hmm. Tempest Puget?
Yep.
Yeah. We were going to do a Portlandia style show.
But we can do that.
We still can, yeah.
Because this one is strictly farmers market stuff.
Gotcha.
It just has the sensibility of Portlandia. Mm-hmm. But it's still one solid through line, not a bunch of sketches.
Right.
And all that. So
yeah, Tempest Puget was definitely much more
sketchy. I think we should do Tempest Puget. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, that yawn means it's about time to say goodbye.
It means I might actually get to sleep tonight.
No.
Instead of tomorrow morning.
Other things planned already.
True.
You get back into the digital bit mines.
Yeah.
Not for Bitcoin.
Not for Bitcoin.
No.
Don't need that anymore.
Damn it. But anyway, Neil deGrasse Tyson, if you're listening.
Please, please, please.
Please. Come on our podcast.
Or have us on yours.
Say hi.
We have equipment. We can sound better than a phone.
Maybe. Yeah. And that about wraps it up. So remember, tune in on Wednesday for some new shows. Locally Grown and at 16th, go see Two Rooms at Lakewood. And
tomorrow morning.
And go check out Frackin' Epic. I almost said the old name.
Yeah. That's some epic shit right there.
Booyah. Goodbye.
Yeah, let's let Nate take us out.
Let's let Nate.
We haven't had anything lately, so we're gonna let the dulcet
Nate's,
tones.
Nate's
of
gonna
Nate
go ahead and just say goodbye from Two Bards Podcast.
Yes.
Goodbye from Two Bards Podcast.